Silent Hill 2 is a game heavily focused upon crime, imprisonment, and fatal punishment. Not once, but twice, does the player suffer a hanging which leads to their death. First, the gallows in Toluca Prison, which drops James into the morgue. Then, the innocent man puzzle, in which solving the riddle allows James to move forward to the graveyard, where he must jump into his own open grave. Navigating the labyrinth and prison requires play-acting multiple times the death of a criminal, namely, James himself. The riddle is presented in a set of mirrored rooms, playing on the themes of duality and separation ever present in the game. One room has 6 nooses, the other 6 bodies, which vaguely resemble the lying figures, perhaps even the final boss forms of Mary and Maria. Their faces are covered with paper, dehumanizing them, mere criminals hanging for their offenses, rather than people. One of them, however, is innocent, and James must discover who. The 6 criminals can be arranged in 3 groups based upon their crimes. Those who harm people, the murderer and bodily injurer. Those who cause secondary harm, the arsonist and the kidnapper, and those who steal, the embezzler, the counterfeiter, the thief, and the swindler. There are 4 difficulty levels, with 4 different answers as to who is innocent in each: the kidnapper, the arsonist, the counterfeiter, and the thief. The murderer is never presented as innocent. Once the player decides who is the innocent one, they must pull the corresponding noose, a scene which leads to James appearing to pull the rope down to meet his own neck, yet another hint at his guilt. Solving the riddle properly leads to obtaining the key of the persecuted, so named for how the innocent victim was wrongly accused, which then unlocks the handcuffs keeping the way forward barred. The handcuffs, symbols of imprisonment, being unlocked seem to reflect the accused being set free. But the graveyard, which is James's next destination, implies that freedom came from death rather than release. The 4 riddles all imply a terrible fate for the innocent man. The first riddle begins by describing the crimes of the guilty. The arsonist committed an evil crime and turned a happy home to ash. Then, more vaguely, they committed crimes involving fraud and trickery, implying the criminals who swindled, embezzled, and created counterfeit money. My friend without his left hand may reference an old punishment for thieves, having a hand cut off to deter them from trying to steal again. The next criminal isn't described well. And what of him? He also is not sinless. It doesn't say who he is or what he did, but knowing what we know of James, and how the riddles and puzzles of Silent Hill 2 so heavily tie into his history, it seems clear he is the one mentioned here, that he is, in fact, the murderer in each riddle, the one who is never innocent. The last stanza mentions the missing child who was never found. The kidnapper is the innocent, the man accused and killed without evidence in order to solve a crime and have the child avenged without incident. It's a theme that appears throughout these riddles. It ends with, "That is all I wish to say. It was neither justice nor retribution." This first-person speaker and this line will appear in another version of the riddle. The normal version of the riddle is more of a poem or song than it is prose. Dead men swinging in a tree. Trees were used for hangings long before the gallows was developed, and it continued long after. The bodies are described decaying in the tree, as most of these unfortunates were left to rot rather than given the dignity of a burial. The first criminal mentioned is the murderer whose crime involved killing a butcher and feeding him to people, so he is guilty. The next is the kidnapper who sold children into slavery. The third is the thief who broke into a home and had a nasty fright and awoke in jail. A scene that's vague but possibly implies he was caught in the act and fought back, which would make him the bodily injurer as well. The artist paints bills, making him the counterfeiter. The next takes gold he did not earn, making him the embezzler. The last crime described is the arson, 3 houses into ashes burned, with no criminal caught. Unable to find the perpetrator, the sheriff catches a stranger in town and hangs him for the crime. He is the innocent. The hard mode riddle once again returns to the first person description, this time from the point of view of the criminal. It says he will climb 13 steps. He will hang from the gallows rather than a tree. And 13 steps are used because of the association with evil and death in the West. The riddle continues to describe all the people around the writer. One prisoner says he struck out at them because they're all insane, similar to Eddie's opinions of people and his excuse for violence. The next man sold dreams, which makes him the swindler. The third was arrested for stealing children, the kidnapper. The embezzler is outright named, while the last criminal's crime is not explained. Instead, he merely smiles to himself and says, "I am happy, for I will soon be with her." The only two crimes not mentioned are the murderer and the counterfeiter. The last man is the murderer, who must have killed her, and yet still longs to be with her, a man who resembles James quite clearly. The innocent is the counterfeiter. The last difficulty once again uses the first person, this time from a general outsider, describing the hangings as a bitter comedy. The bloodstains remaining are proof of their guilt, a line that says anyone committing violent crimes in the riddle is guilty, the murderer and the bodily injurer. Those people are trodden upon and thus created, and are on paths to hell or the void, made violent out of terrible situations, now damned to hell or oblivion for what they've done. The next line describes the other guilty crimes. The scorched black earth implies the arsonist. The whispered cries of the maiden implies the kidnapper. The meaningless contract is vague, but lightly implies those dealing with money. The swindler, the embezzler. This leaves the thief as the innocent man. Six criminals, and 6 people in Silent Hill, too. Maria, Mary, James, Angela, Eddie, and Laura. Only one innocent. And yet, while each criminal is guilty, the 4 riddles presented above don't seem to endorse the death penalty that's dealt to them, and describes the action in very negative terms, even as the player is forced to mime their own hanging to move forward. The history of hanging is a grim one. As a method of ensuring justice, it was more often enacted by riotous mobs and vigilante committees taking matters into their own hands, hanging the innocent, the strangers in town, the marginalized. One woman was hung for killing her would-be assaulter by a mob of men in the Wild West. Hangings were done for a variety of crimes, many of which the modern person would never consider killable offenses. Stealing, concealing the birth of a child, sodomy, and witchcraft. Hangings done in public at the gallows were considered moral lessons. Preachers would give sermons on sins before the criminals were hung, while people cheered and threw objects at the guilty. Those hung in trees were often left to rot. One young man was chained to a tree trunk and remained there until even his bones collapsed to dust. Hanging is a cruel and often incredibly painful death. Done improperly, the victim's neck will not break, leaving them to choke to death. Given the historical context, the large percentage of innocent people targeted with the method, and the use as a deterrent to crime, hanging becomes a symbol of death, persecution, and suffering in Silent Hill 2. First appearing on the gallows in the prison, where three nooses hang above three items that represent Eddie, Angela, and James. Then again at the Innocent Man puzzle, where six nooses now seem to stand for the six main characters of the game, with only one innocent. Here the riddles describe a violent, unjust method of arresting and punishing crime, and places James in the position of exonerating the innocent victim. But it seems clear he is not the innocent, that the riddle marks him as a murderer, and that his own end will be similar to that of the hanged men. James jumps into his own grave before finding Maria's body in the prison cell, a visual reminder of Mary's death. Not long after, he faces Eddie and kills a man for the first time in the game, a moment that cracks the mask he wears. He is starting to remember what really happened to his wife. Thank you for listening to this week's Silent Hill Symbolism. Another episode should appear within the next 2 weeks. If you like what I do and would like to support it, please consider becoming a member through Patreon or YouTube, buying my books from my store, or donating through PayPal or Ko-fi. The YouTube channel has been updated and changed quite a bit, so please check it out, leave a comment, and subscribe if you enjoy my work. Thanks again for listening. I will see you all next time as we climb the gallows together and free the innocent man.